Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Recco is with us. Another freebie sweatshirt that he's got on. That has been his MO during this quarantine. He's got an update for us. Good morning, Jerry.
Not all of them, but most of them. Brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Premium clothes with unrivaled comfort, quality, and fit. Do some sports first, then we'll get to the serious stuff. You've got the baseball situation continues to just be odd. So yesterday it comes out that the owners say, fine, we'll give the players prorated salaries, but it sounds like 50 games as opposed to the 114 that they wanted or some whatever the number was. The Post reporting this morning that Tony Clark and MLB top aide Dan Hallam are at odds over what was discussed in a conference call Sunday night in terms of pay. On one hand, you got Clark saying that Rob Manfred told him that if baseball had to pay the players, they could. On the other hand, you got Salem saying that the players actually agree that they understand they can't pay. The whole thing is just bizarre. CJ Nitkowski was on with John Jastrzemski on The Fan, and he was asked, all right, the players want 114. The owners are saying 50, according to reports. Could they do something in the middle?
I hope so. It's interesting, but the problem is, will the owners go to, say, 80 games or 82 like they originally proposed the first time around if they can get there, but do it at the full rate? Right? That's been the big question. I was really encouraged that at least the players were considering the idea of putting some money off a little bit.
On The Fan.
On The Fan. No. That was the deferred the deferred money. One more from Nitkowski, who says, you know, if we get to a point where fans can come back in the building sooner than maybe expected, that could certainly change things.
That's a new wrinkle in this whole thing. As you're saying, they're getting ready to negotiate, and owners are saying, listen, we need to cut your salary because there's no fans. And then one of the governors comes out and says, no, you can have fans. You can have 25% fans. And so how do you construct a deal knowing that potentially this thing continues to go in the right direction for all of us?
On a fat.
And he's talking about the Texas governor who said that last week.
You know, meanwhile, you can have protests with, you know, 10,000 people, but you can't have fans.
Well, it's what you said yesterday, Boomer. We'll see in 3 weeks the effect.
Right, we will. And, you know, this is like almost like a Petri dish kind of science experiment to see what happens here in about 2 weeks to see if there's another spike all across the country, by the way, anywhere where they may be having protests, not just here in New York. It's everywhere. It's Minneapolis. It's Denver. It's Pittsburgh. It's Detroit. It's you name it. It's L.A. So that's going to be something I would imagine the CDC, the HHS and everybody else is just watching this to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it to be like nothing. Like it comes back and no cases have gone up, and then I don't think that that's possible, but maybe it is. But this is a great experiment because I'm nowhere near that crap. So go for it. Experiment.
I was also thinking of this yesterday in the midst of all of this. You know, Governor Cuomo gives his daily press briefings, whether you like them or not. There's still a lot of good information there. And one of the things that he said yesterday is, oh, we lost 54 people to COVID-19, you know, in the last 24 hours. I'm like, could you imagine if that were a shooting of 54 people? Could you imagine if that were an airplane that went down with 54 people? Could you imagine? We have become so numb to those numbers and the fact that all these people are dying that it's just a number. It's almost as if it doesn't resonate or mean anything with anybody anymore.
He actually, when he discusses that, because I do watch him every day because my shift is still going on, he will say, I cannot believe I'm going to say that this is positive news. And then he will give the number because the number's coming down. That's the positive. But to your point that we've become numb to the amount of people dying every day still.
I mean, there was a point where there were 800 people a night dying.
Right.
You know, and the hospitals were to the point where they were worried about being overrun. And those numbers were startling. But if you just take the 54 number and you attach it to something else and you realize the significance of that number and how many people and how many families are dealing with the pain and anguish of losing somebody to this, you realize that, you know, we are still right smack dab in the middle of all of this. And we have our streets being overrun. And we have our police force, which has lost, I think it's probably over 150 to maybe 200 officers in some capacity to this very virus, out there dealing with these people and dealing with these with the environment and the situation. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, the looters. I'm not talking about the protesters in a sense that, you know, they're just walking and chanting and doing what they do. But I don't know, man. This is going to be, the next 2 weeks is going to be very telling when it comes to this virus.
No question. And the next couple of weeks will be very telling for baseball if there is a season or not. Chipper Jones was on with Moose and Maggie. Obviously, he's going to take the players' side. And, you know, he looks at it and says these current players are taking their cue from yesteryear.
The owners are trying to get just a little bit more, and the players are standing up for what we have always stood up for. You know, the ability for us not to have a salary cap.
Okay, I mean, I don't know that really is what we're talking about this year, but that's his take.
But God bless him. God bless him. I wish more superstars would have been like that in the NFL some 27, sure. 30 years ago, whatever it was.
Yes, although I don't think that applies to this year, but understandably so. He says when he looks at things, the owners aren't being true to their word back in March.
They agreed to a certain thing on March the 26th, and now the owners are reneging on that for all intents and purposes and taking it back. And you know, that's not right.
All right, so that's not accurate.
I don't think it is either.
That's not accurate. Again, you know, this is the political world we live in. One side says one thing, the other side says the other thing, and they're talking about the same thing, and they're saying it differently. There is a clause or a statement in that initial agreement where it says, we will have to revisit if there are no fans involved. It actually says it right in the agreement. And whether there's a smoking gun email or whatever, who cares whether or not the players or the owners have the public on their side? The fact of the matter is, in the agreement, it said, if there are no fans, the commissioner has the ability to reevaluate the economic situation. It says it right in there. So
yep.
That is a totally inaccurate statement by Chipper Jones.
Yep. Well, you can hear any more inaccurate statements from him at WFAN.com as he was on Moose and Maggie. Same with CJ Nitkowski. We said yesterday the story about the national players that were going to pay the minor leaguers because ownership wouldn't. Well, ownership has changed. They will pay them now through June, so the players are off the hook for stepping up and doing that. And also, we can get to some fun stuff from J.R. Smith. So we had the audio from him the day before with what he did to the guy that was vandalizing his car. Yesterday, he went on the Pat McAfee show and discussed why he did what he did.
They want to peacefully protest 100%. We can do that all day. But once you get to vandalizing people's personal property that has nothing to do with nothing.
Well, wait, that's kind of what's going on in the city.
Hey, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I understand exactly what he's saying. I don't agree with a lot of what Jared
I know what he's
done
saying
and said
too.
Over the years. I'm all about what J.R. Smith did, man. I am.
Yeah. But no, I think most of us are.
Can you just play that again? Because I just want to make sure that I heard this correctly.
And just so you know, I stop it there because he stops his thought and goes in a completely different direction.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right.
They want to peacefully protest 100%. We can do that all day. But once you get to vandalizing people's personal property that has nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that I heard in there like you want to like vandalize, you know, in the business. Go ahead, but once personal property. All right. No. All right. I agree with him. All right.
I also think that if he would have taken it one step further, he would have said, you know, you touch my stuff, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, whoop your ass. I'm going to chase you down. I'm going to whoop your ass.
And you know what? Good for him, man. I kind of think it's lucky that he saw the one guy that actually vandalized his truck.
He also said it was ironic that it was him, although he also believes there's no intent. You'll hear what I mean at the clip.
Granted, if he would have seen me and seen somebody outside the car or outside the house or whatever, do I think he would have broke it? Absolutely not. It was just a random act of stupidness, and I give him that.
And that was because it preceded that by saying, it's ironic that I'm the only black person that lives here and he got my car. But then he went on to say he didn't think it was because he was black. So that
What do you mean he's the only black person that lives
there? That's what he said. He said he's the only black person that lives in that area or in the building where his car was. And it's ironic that that's the car that... And then he went on to say he doesn't believe that they vandalized his car because he was black. That was the
ironic
part.
It was just a random thing, right?
Yes. Yeah,
but I actually... His description of it, random act of stupidness.
Which is also why he says, Eddie...
That ass whooping was a random act of stupidness on my behalf.
So he's a lot of fun.
No, this is like the crowning achievement of his entire career. Like, everybody's on J.R. Smith's side right here with this. There's not a single person out there that is saying that he did something wrong. It's like, yeah, you got to do it. Some little schmuck is vandalizing your car. Go whoop his ass. Let's go.
And he whooped his ass. No doubt. You brought up Frank Reich earlier, Boomer. Here he is yesterday talking about why he said what he said to the team and to the media.
Racism is vile, deplorable, detestable. There's no form of it that is acceptable, and in no way can it be justified. Our black community has bore the brunt of this injustice far too long. I believe that we all have a personal responsibility to speak up and to act in ways that build each other up, not tear each other down.
He says,
that's my roommate, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is my roommate.
He says when he looks around the room, he can see the players are, you know, dealing with this, and it's tough times.
Our players understand the responsibility, and they're hurting. Many of them are hurting and feel the pain of this. And because of that, I feel it as a coach. I feel when someone in your family is hurting, we all know it. If you truly believe that it's family, when someone in your family is hurting, then you hurt.
And then we also heard from Matt Nagy of the Bears, who says he's had conversations with his guys as well.
I've reached out to several of our players and our leaders this weekend and just let them know, number one, that they have my 100% support. You know, I got their back 100%, and they needed to know that, number one. Number two was I was just going to listen and just be quiet, let them talk.
And this is why what the Knicks have done or didn't do looks so bad. We get a little fun here. DeSean Jackson talks about the empty stadiums, culture shock, when guys actually get in there and have to play in front of nobody, if indeed that is the case. So he's got an idea to make it a little bit more fun and more appealing to watch.
I think they should, though, bro. They should give the fans, like, an insight to really see what goes on in between the white lines, bro. It gets crazy, bro. It definitely does. I know in the trenches it get crazy, and I know out there on the outside it gets crazy too. The conversations we going back and forth on.
We would mic them up.
Yeah, we would know whether or not Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph actually got
well,
into it,
true.
And what
yeah,
and what actually
that.
Yeah, right. So you would hear if in fact something was said.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. That, by the way, was on the Lane Johnson's podcast, the DeSean Jackson comment. Couple of quickies here. Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist, Boomer, told a Swedish newspaper he believes he's got a few more years in him, and he believes he can still be the number one goalie and intends to compete for that job. So that's good. Competition creates greatness, right?
No, he's going to get bought out, and he won't be here. He'll be fighting for another job somewhere else.
So
I mean, it's unfortunate. I think I speak for all Ranger fans. We love Henrik. We absolutely do. He carried this franchise for a decade, if not longer than that, and he had some of the most amazing Game 7s that you could have ever asked for from your top-end goalie. And I would say for a good 7-8 years there, he was one of the top three goalies in the NHL, maybe even higher than that and longer than that. But, it all comes to an end for all of us at one point in time, you know. And they went back to him a year and a half ago and said, look, you know, we're ripping this thing down and we're changing. And, you know, we can try to trade you if you want. He said, no, I want to stay here and I want to go through it. So he's going through it. And what he is seeing is that this kid, Igor Shesterkin, at least from the outset,
looks to be a spectacular goalie. He looks like Henrik did when Henrik first took over. And, you know, maybe even a better stick handler than Henrik. So I know he's a prideful, you know, great athlete, a Hall of Fame athlete that doesn't want to give it up yet. I don't blame him, but unfortunately, because of the numbers and the way things look, it's most likely not going to be in a Ranger uniform beginning next year.
And lastly, Rutgers looking at June 22nd as a return to campus. Rutgers basketball, that is. Players would be limited to voluntary individual indoor workouts, meetings, and strength training, possibly if they move it outdoors. And there you have it.
All right, thanks, Jerry. We'll talk to you next hour. Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.